Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Hello there, old crow. That was the usual greeting either on a Christmas card or in person when Betty Stapp and I communicated or ran into each other. Betty passed away a few days ago. She was found in her house when a neighboring rancher checked on her after attempts to reach her had not been successful. In spite of some recent health problems, Betty insisted on staying in her home at Showers Pass, a remote area east of Eureka. After the passing of her husband, Ellis, or Boy, as he was known, Betty stayed at the ranch and handled the cattle and other ranch duties. Those of you who knew Betty know that she was a tough old crow, as the greeting said. I first met the Stapp family in the early 1950s when I went to work at Norris Market in the eastern Eureka area. Many of the ranching families traded there, including the Mullins, the Gifts, the Fultons, the Russos, and the Gordons, to name a few. The Stapps were ranchers and loggers, both demanding and dangerous jobs. They weren't talkative, outgoing folks for the most part, but honest, hard-working people, and I am blessed to be and have been their friend. So long, Betty. It was good to know you. There was an article in the Times Standard a while back about black rhinos and how endangered they were. The picture accompanying the article showed a black rhino and a calf, and the headline told of a group in Texas who wanted to sell a permit to kill one, with the money being raised to go to helping preserve the animals. That just didn't make sense to me until I read the article. What they intended to do was sacrifice an old rhino, past his prime and no longer able to impregnate females. Having been a hunter for most of my life, we ate what we took. So, killing something just for sport or show isn't my bag. In this case, though, the money raised, if spent like the article said, could help save the animals. Hopefully they will figure out some way to stop the poaching. It makes me sick to hear of the killing of bunches of elephants and other animals for their tusks or horns. I'm going to say this again. Leave the food stamps alone. I know there are abuses, but the majority are folks that need them. Many are single parents or those who are working two or three jobs just to get by. Give them their food stamps. Stop balancing the budgets on the back of the poor. This Friday evening at Calvary Lutheran Church, the Linden String Quartet will make a return engagement. That is Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. The church is across the street from Alice Burney School. This will be the ECMS last concert for this year. Come and listen. There will be a Meet the Artist reception following the performance. City of Eureka, don't waste our money looking for a city manager. Put Mr. McKnight and the present assistant in the job. An out-of-town person might have new ideas, but a good, smart, local guy or gal is better. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.